intro.
And welcome back.
We have a great show for you.
Do you know what today is?
Today, February 15th, is National Gumdrop Day.
It's National Gumdrop Day.
National Gumdrop Day today.
And today is National Gumdrop Day.
America's favorite drop, not gumdrop.
Every gumdrop is made of a succulent substance called gelatin.
Delicious.
Ooh. Showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Why do we keep pulling out big jars of treats every morning?
I guess because you're diabetic? I don't know.
Someone's trying to kill me.
Best songs on the radio. 94.1. 94.1.
WQKX. In digital HD.
Can we back it up and start all over again with something else? Let's check the list coming up next.
All right, it's working in the morning.
94KX.
Yes, and as you just heard at the open of the show, National Gumdrop Day. How do you celebrate that? I don't even like gumdrops. There's no gum.
No.
And gumdrops.
I don't know where they come up with these names.
They're made out of like Jello with sugar all over them. They're disgusting.
I like jelly beans better.
Okay, Easter's coming. Mm-hmm. All right, I got you there. But really, we don't have too much as an alternative.
Yeah, we do. It's my day to shine.
Susan B. Anthony. Any day is your day to shine?
No.
What? Let me check.
Roll down further.
These
this is in parentheses, Karina.
Damn memos. National Flag Day in Canada?
Mm-mm, no. Nope.
Oh, no. National Singles Awareness Day.
I'm very aware.
Tuesday, February 15th is Singles Awareness Day. Yeah. Thanks so much for reminding me again that I'm single. The day after Valentine's Day. To celebrate, maybe I'll watch Star Wars featuring my favorite character, Han Solo. Perhaps I'll drop by Walgreens and load up on half-price candy. Maybe I'll buy myself a card that says, "Be Mine," with a B on the front of it, because that's clever.
Easy, lady.
Happy Singles Awareness Day, or as I like to call it, Independence Day.
Oh.
Yep. An entire holiday devoted to staying in yoga pants, drinking wine, eating chocolate, and watching whatever the hell I want.
All right, then. All right.
Don't forget the hockey mask.
Are you okay with that, lady? You
know, I am. I've started to look at it as two ways. I've been single for over 5 years now, and I'm like, you know, but I don't have anybody talking back to me. I don't have to have any kids running at my feet, and I have to take them here and take them there. And you know, I want that, but, you know, I've been trying to look at the positives of being independent. So, you know, I left work yesterday and went to the store and got some slip-my-wrist Susans. And,
wait. You bought what?
Flowers.
What the hell is a slit-your-wrist Susan?
I think it's pretty explanatory, but that's just the name of the flower. It's a bleeding heart family. I don't know. Some kind of weird.
Oh.
It's always my running joke every Valentine's Day.
It's funny, but it's sad, actually.
Yeah, you know.
And then I saw the picture of your pork chop on Facebook last night.
Well, it was a steak. It was Valentine. It doesn't talk back. It's good. It's juicy. It's nice to me.
It's good. It's juicy. It's nice to me.
I'll take what I can get.
All right.
I'm sounding really pathetic at this point, aren't I?
I think we need to take a break. We'll be right back. It's
whether it's both of us or not, who knows?
Okay. It's Morgan in the Morning and that sad lady over there in the corner. Her name's Karina.
Bitter Betty.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It's Super Bowl Sunday, also known as AKA Cryptocurrency Awareness Day. It's
94.1 WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
So yesterday we asked you what your favorite Super Bowl commercial was, and we got a lot of comments. Most of them were about Doritos.
I know, I was disappointed, but okay, your voice is heard here.
Kay Bordner said the electric Kia and the dog.
That was a cute one.
It was. April says NFL video game, Keeping Up with the Joneses and Mickey D's.
The Keeping Up with the Joneses thing, I thought it was funny, but you had to know who the people were. Again, everybody knows Tommy Lee Jones, but who's that and who's this? And then when Nick Jonas pulled up, that's what made it funny.
Yeah. Shel Sanders says the one with all the little NFL guys in it that came out with the video game.
Yeah, and that was sponsored by the NFL. It was adorable.
Yep. E-Trade Baby is back, Rodney Lover says.
That was interesting.
And Debbie says, you're kidding, aren't you? No, we're not.
The top Super Bowl ads, according to USA Today, they call it the ad meter, are out. And Barbie
really
wins.
Wants this dream house. It's got stunning views and a slide.
Barbie's ready for fun.
So cool.
A lot of kids watching the Super Bowl.
Dream house.
Yeah, but it wasn't for Barbie. That's what was funny.
She did?
Well, it's a super competitive market. Everyone wants to buy the dream house.
Better offer better.
Barbie's actually a realtor, and the commercial is for Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Homes.
Let's
compared to the studs. You vultures, you're going to start a bidding war.
I thought it was funny.
Something for the kids and the adults.
Yeah,
Barbie
exactly.
has a verified approval that shows her finances are backed by Rocket Mortgage. So Barbie wins.
But we need a house.
Oh, I found a fixer-upper castle on Rocket Home.
Fixer-upper.
Uh-oh.
It has good bones, but really bad neighbors.
Skeletor!
I like his vibe. Get your dream house.
I like his vibe. I just thought they had to be in cahoots with Mattel because you don't become Barbie.
Yes.
It's like, it would be like putting a commercial on with Mickey Mouse. Okay, you just, Disney wants to know.
They
okay.
probably couldn't even coin the term Barbie if they didn't, so.
Right, exactly, yeah. exactly. So that finished number one, and the lowest rated was one that you mentioned yesterday.
Yeah, I kind of thought my TV was on the skits because like I said, I was multitasking and I looked up and I saw this QR code, scanner code just bouncing all over my screen. And then I looked and I was like, how long is this thing going to stay there? And it just kept going and going. And I'm like, what the? And then all of a sudden I say coin match and it just changes to a different commercial. I was like, this is stupid.
Okay, but at first it got your attention because you thought something was wrong with your TV.
Right.
Cable was down or whatever. They were expecting most of America to grab their phone and hit the code. And most Americans did not. No. It was a longer commercial. They paid $14 million for that.
My friend doesn't even know how to do it. She's like, I got my camera out on my phone and I was trying to scan it. I'm like, that's not how it works.
And yesterday on an ESPN talk show, one of the guys said, look, I don't blip those little codes when I go into a restaurant. I just say, give me a steak.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
And by the way, speaking of scanner codes, I just see that there's a tiny one on my Scope bottle on my mouthwash. I think they're just putting it on everything.
So did you try it?
Not yet. It's so tiny, I need bifocals. I'm surprised I even saw it with my naked eye.
94KX, viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, look it up later, but listen to it now. We got two doozies.
Yeah, you ever drive past somebody's house or see it? You're like, man, that's my dream house. Well, apparently it gave a little inspiration to an Amazon driver. Little weird and creepy, but hey.
I don't know what I'm doing, but this is a beautiful-ass house. I just want to let y'all know these. Like, this inspired me to motivate myself to do better. Like, for real. It's just off the top. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Get off my porch.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, no, that is.
I would be that dude that every time I saw a Ring doorbell, I would stick my face in it and say something. But there's a...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Super Bowl weekend happened for all of us, but some of us dads were stuck in maternity with a newborn baby. And in Los Angeles, it was kind of hard to keep quiet.
Is he giving birth?
Is he excited about a touchdown at the last minute from the Los Angeles Rams? And then he starts saying to his baby daughter, you did it, you did it, Dad. The baby didn't have anything to do with it.
Not how this works.
Listen to Mom here coming in.
Now I'm never going to get her back.
No, you'll get her back. It'll just be like...
When he starts wanting to put a uniform on her.
I was thinking more like when it's diaper change time.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
I don't remember ever acting like that in a hospital. Oh, wait. I didn't have the guts to turn the TV on.
Oh, and Super Bowl wasn't on.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Actually, the playoffs were on. This is a true story. I'll tell you real quick. It was the biggest comeback in NFL history.
Wow.
The Buffalo Bills were like 38 points down to the then Houston Oilers. And they won, and I missed it all because I didn't have the guts to say, honey, do you mind if I turn the TV on?
And back then, there was no DVR.
Correct.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
What are you going to do when this is no longer playable?
Wait for it.
On cue with the hands and everything.
That's right. When the trumpets start, that's time for announcer guy to say, and now it's time for an Olympic update with Mike Tirico. Why do I keep saying that?
I don't know.
We have no Mike Tirico. We have Karina Carr.
I'm starting to question how you view me right now. So and keep calling me a guy's name every day.
What do we got?
All right. Well, not a whole lot as far as the standings. Norway's still at one. Those incognito Russians at number two, and we're still tied with Canada at number three. The medal count went up, though. Norway has 24.
Ooh.
They're just balling it, man. They're just killing it.
ICR would be incognito Russians,
yeah.
But it's ROC.
Yeah.
So it's whatever ROC stands for. It's not incognito Russians. We just want to make that sure. You know,
Russians off counting. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Cheating should be in there. The C should
yeah.
Be, yeah, the C should be.
The Russians sure. Of cheating. There you go.
There you go. That's what we'll call them. Anyway, so they're still hanging in there. Like, anything cool coming up today?
A lot of very similar stuff to yesterday. We got the curling, two-man bobsleigh. Ice hockey, it's the playoffs for that, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Men
I know
and
you
women?
Like your,
men and women?
It's just men.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
And then they got the quarterfinals later for that and more of that. So ice hockey is kind of the main event. And then they've got the men's slalom, alpine skiing, and that curling where you just brush your way to victory.
That's right. Why does curling take so long?
I don't know. And it's like me trying to mop the floor. I don't know. It's just, I'm going, what am I doing? To be in the Olympics.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
New sports and AccuWeather. Yeah, you don't get sports like sports when Karina does them.
Because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Curling is like mopping the floor. Take that with you throughout the day today.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
So a woman who had a not-so-nice boyfriend, abusive ex, ended up falling in love with the actual bodyguard that she hired.
We fell in love 13 years ago when I hired him as my bodyguard after a violent relationship. Falling in love with your bodyguard is like a daydream. My bodyguard made me feel protected and loved.
Your thoughts, Karina?
Whitney Houston, baby. I hope she got royalties for that one.
I wonder if he looks like a young Kevin Costner. This is what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
How about the woman who helps bring a friend back to life, and now they're a couple?
Somebody literally gave their breath to where you live. Somebody cared enough to save my life. But a thank you isn't enough. So I get a bit emotional.
His girlfriend is Emma Brooks, who already was his friend, but she saved his life with CPR, and now the two Brits are living in love.
But he can never say she took his breath away.
Okay. Well said. And we are rocking red in the month of February, and our good friend Dr. Siddiqui of Evan talked about, like, having a heart, you know?
We have to be open about things that are causing issues in your life, whether it's a personal issue, because we know stress from home life can cause cardiac issues. Anything from going through a divorce or going through money issues. I mean, these are stresses and any stress.
Have a heart and see your doctor.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It was Super Bowl Sunday. All crypto now, even the halftime show, Bloods versus the Cryptos. It was, you know, the halftime show was great. Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Anderson .Paak, and it was supposed to be Mary J. Blige, but Snoop Dogg smoked all the J's, so it was just Mary Blige.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Yes.
Go.
We go. Shall go.
She's late again.
Lynn Hall's go. With us. Because I don't know if you're going to agree with me here, Lynn, but
okay.
She is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Oh. Been it. Still there. I had no idea she was one of your favorites.
Will forever be there.
I don't know why. I just absolutely love this song.
I'm the hood Mona Lisa breaking good into pieces. Had to exit.
And there he goes dancing again.
I'm going to break a head. Megan Thee Stallion is 27 years
27.
Old today. Here's one you might know. Brandon Boyd from Incubus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
46 years old today.
All right.
Jaromír Jágr is 50. That hockey player from Czechoslovakia.
He's 50?
I was just like saying his name because
what a name.
Yeah, I could pronounce
really?
It. Yeah. And
lots of Y's in that name.
And here's one for you. You'll recognize her voice.
I don't think I should do taijutsu anymore. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt someone.
But Lois, you're my star pupil. I want you in my advanced class.
Advanced class? No. I'm trying to quit.
Well, fine, quit. But get used to people walking all over you.
Wait. Hold on there. Nobody walks all over my wife because I won't let them.
Peter.
Quiet, Lois. Men are talking. She learns things eventually.
You don't know her name, but her name is Alex Borstein.
Borstein, yeah.
Yeah, the voice of Lois Griffin is 51 years old today. And staying animated, if we can, Matt Groening is 68 years old today.
Wow.
The inventor Simpsons. Of The Simpsons and Futurama.
I forget about that all the time.
And did you know that he has a son named Homer?
No.
He had the baby after The Simpsons became famous.
Oh, so it wasn't inspiration. It was the opposite. Okay,
so
the other way
his
around.
His son is named Homer, but he actually also has a sister named Lisa.
Okay.
The odds. I think that's cool. I think that's really cool. Anyway, those are the celebrity birthdays. Now it's time to do the locals. What do we call them, ladies?
Birthday buddies.
Hot damn. Hi. Andy Barner from Danville is 55 years old today.
Becky Heimbach from Lewisburg is nifty 50. Happy birthday. Casey Robb from Shamokin, 32 today.
Chloe Rumberger, 17.
Craig Lloyd from Muncie is 58.
Craig Lloyd is our buddy that checks in all the time. He works at Evan, and I think he works at Evan. I also think he's a professional golfer. Happy birthday, Craigger.
Jeremy Bowersox is 36 today.
Happy birthday, Jerry King from Middleburg. She is 66.
Well, this is a two-for-one special. Happy birthday to Kanda and Travis Bainey from Middleburg. I guess they're both 44, according to this. Happy birthday.
Double the fun, right?
Yes.
Kathy Hackenberg from Sealands Grove, 51 today.
Kenneth Lee is 48. Happy birthday.
Margaret Keister is 76. Happy birthday.
Michael Thomas from Sealands Grove, 54 today.
Michael Bittler is 60 years old today.
Nicole Reinfer from Danville is, oh, lordy, lordy, she's 40. Ooh. Happy birthday.
Nicole Reeder is 43, and one of my favorite Durdak distributor dudes, Ryan Deek, is 41 today. He's from Danville.
And Shane Willard from Herndon is 49, and Sue Royer is also 52. Happy birthday.
All right. Locally, our very own Tina Fry's daughter celebrated a birthday, and she forgot to tell us to read it. So,
Sarah,
it's not our fault. It's your mom's fault.
Blame it on the office administrator.
Mom, Tina, get on the ball. Come on.
Wait a
minute. Were there when she was born.
Wait, we have to stop.
Why?
It's payday today.
Oh, is it? Oh,
Tina, you're the most brilliant person.
It already went in. We're good.
You're amazing, Tina.
We love you, Tina. Thank you so much.
The best mom ever.
Ever.
Right. And co-worker. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Sarah's 13 today. Happy birthday, Sarah. You could reach us by calling Tina or calling the Ford Fun Line or using Facebook Messenger or the text club or email.
Absolutely.
Whatever you need, just do it.
Every
come up if you want.
Every single day at this time.
It's Birthday Buddies.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
And
there it is.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
You may have heard of this story. The mayor of Hudson, Ohio. He had a chance to make some money for the town by ice fishing on the lake. But he said no, because it would lead to some bad things.
Additionally, if you open this up to ice fishing, while on the surface it sounds good, then what happens next year? Does someone come back and say, I want an ice shanty on Hudson Springs Park for X amount of time?
More money!
And if you then allow ice fishing with shanties, then that leads to another problem.
What?
Prostitution.
What?
And now you got the police chief and the police department involved.
Where is this guy coming from? You lost me after shanty. Right?
Look at all those red lights out on that pond.
Saying that ice fishing leads to prostitution is kind of like saying two-man luge leads to an orgy.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. And that was the end of Tom and Karina in the Morning.
Well, Karina stayed. Tom was asked to leave.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
She's back.
And you're not talking about me.
Actually, I was talking about you. Her name's Karina Carr.
And that's Tom Morgan.
Whoopi Goldberg is back. And you know, she's one of those people that I love her, but but then I don't. So it's kind of like when your family comes over for the holidays. Oh, Uncle Bob is here. I love Uncle Bob. And about 15 minutes later, you're like, Uncle Bob, don't you have something to do? Drunk Uncle Larry.
Let me get your coat.
Both of you guys, get out. You know. So Whoopi has been like, even, you know, with her movies. Like, I liked one of her movies. Mm-hmm. How about Whoopi and Ghost? Hello?
Yeah.
Like one of the, but then, you know, Sister Act. Okay, it's funny for about 5 minutes and then I'm done with it. Right? So Whoopi on The View.
Love-hate relationship.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. And this is something where she caught a lot of flack. Some people really didn't care what she said, and then others were very outraged. And so she's back, but her response on her first day back was, again, a little mixed review.
Welcome to The View, and yes, I am back. We are The View, and this is what we do. And sometimes we don't do it as elegantly as we could. It's 5 minutes to get in important information about topics.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do every day. And I listened to everything everybody had to say, and I was very grateful. And I hope it keeps all the important conversations happening, because we're going to keep having tough conversations.
Yeah.
And in part, because this is what we've been hired to do.
Yeah, because the show is called The View. I get it. But when you said sometimes we handle things elegantly, I don't think there's anything elegant about that show.
No, no. And honestly, she lost me halfway through that, because I'm just like, so basically you're saying nothing's changing, status quo, and I'm back from timeout. That's basically the gist that I got there.
Which
I was told to apologize.
Point.
I'm back from timeout and let's keep on going.
So basically she is in between timeouts, right?
And I just think I'm not even saying specifically, but there are other people that would have been fired at the drop of a hat.
It has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So welcome back, Whoopi, kind of.
Eh, I don't watch that show anyway.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
It's a Try It Tuesday.
Hey, Twinkle Toes.
Easy. Coming up, it's a Try It Tuesday, and it involves TikTok. So does that make it a TikTok Try It Tuesday?
It makes it a Twinkle Toes TikTok.
Try It Tuesday.
That's right.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Oh, Karina's all tickled pink. Because we're going to do a TikTok Try It Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
If your kids are into TikTok and you're driving to work right now, you see how annoying your kids can get, and you're their mom. Imagine how annoying two radio announcers are going to get. Oh, make that three, because Sam Tyler is our official choreographer while we dance to a song that's actually kind of cool. But here's the thing, Mom, and you know this. Every time you watch your kids' TikToks, it doesn't sound like this. They speed it up and make everything sound like chipmunks. So you actually have the music bed ready. That doesn't sound like this. Now, see, I could do a video to this slow jam, okay?
I don't know. Guess you're going to need some more coffee or tea. Just saying.
Need something.
I have faith in you, Tom Morgan. Something. You will do it. And you will do it well, and you will like it.
Why do I feel like I'm in Catholic school again?
Need a new contract.
I need a new contract.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Also on the way, the top list of the day. Everybody's driving to work, and there's those things that annoy you about other people driving to work.
Oh, I can't believe my top is not on that list, but.
Ooh. Okay, we got the top list coming up.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started, because you're driving to work, and we're going to do the 10 most annoying things that can happen on your commute, 10 to 1. Number 10, when someone rides a bike right through the stop sign in front of you, I just run over them. I don't care.
Wow, okay. Stay away from Tom Morgan. Duly noted. People have a loud phone conversation on public transportation. Oh, I hate that one.
I definitely do as well. It's like, could you just go to earbuds? Having to wait at a red light when no one's coming, that kills me.
then it's just a suggestion.
You're wasting my time and gas.
When it seems like you hit every single red light, and it's always when you're running late, too.
Yeah, and that's just like number 8. Put 7 with it, right? Number
exactly.
6, your windshield is foggy, but you can't get it to clear up. What are you doing?
Well, first I put on the windshield wipers, and then I realize it's on the inside and not the outside that I'm taking my sleeve while going 50 miles an hour trying to get it clear.
There you go. Number 5.
The bus or train is delayed.
4, you get cut off.
Mm-hmm. Somebody keeps tailgating you.
That's Tom Morgan. I love to pick up the draft. Getting stuck in a traffic jam, that's routes 11 and 15 on any given day.
And one that's been a thorn in my side the last 3 weeks, ice on your windshield.
Welcome back from Florida.
I need a new ice scraper.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Now, we're not picking on Karina because she's single, and today is Single Awareness Day. I do think that's kind of mean that they have it the day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's just cruel.
Maybe it should be the day before Valentine's Day.
I don't think it should be anywhere near Valentine's Day. Maybe 6 months later.
Okay. You know what is near Valentine's Day, though, is when people get engaged. Some people do it on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people on my Facebook page got engaged last night. So.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and how about that one player for the Rams that did it after they won the Super Bowl? That was cool. You get married, you need a wedding expo. Details on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
This is hard to talk about because it's Single Awareness Day, and we're talking about a wedding expo, and Karina Carr is single. Where do you stand right now before I start talking about what a good time this wedding expo is going to be?
Well, okay, I've been single for a very long time. I'm honest about that. And that it was a lot of working long hours, didn't really have a whole lot of time, but also just where my life is.
Well, this career could kill a marriage, too. You're looking at a guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Why do you have to work so much?
It's like, it's part of the job.
Because I love what I do.
And then you're getting papers from a lawyer.
Years ago, I'd probably been like way worse about it. But now I'm starting to try at least to appreciate the things that are the positive spins out of being single.
All right. And today you have to go try on wedding gowns for the wedding fair. And right away, we're watching Sex in the City. You know what I mean? That scene was kind of sad, but funny.
Because it reminded me, I mean, I turn 39 next week. We have the womanly parts that are screaming at us right now going, where's that baby? It's a little different.
Guy parts are different. They just go, hey, look at this. I don't know. Where is this going? I'm single and you're single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a relationship that I want it, like, just keep it that way for the rest of my life.
Well, you're never getting married again.
I tried marriage once. I'm not the marriage kind of guy because I'm living the life. And this is what I want for you, Grasshopper. I want you to embrace it and be like, hey, you know what? I can make a pork chop all by myself.
It's a steak, gosh darn it.
All right, it was a steak. I'm sorry. I misread your picture on Facebook. I thought it was chicken first. But then a woman I live with said, no, it's a pork chop. Today we found out it was a steak. Anyway, your single dinner last night was lovely looking. I'm sure it tasted good.
Cowboy ribeye, baby. Yum.
Cowboy ribeye. Mm-hmm. What does this have to do with the wedding expo, you might ask? You may be a single person who's going to get married. And this Sunday at the venue at Liberty Valley on Route 642, just outside Danville, there's going to be a party there with 2 time slots. So you could either show up at noon and stay till 2, and then we're going to re-rack. I think we have to hose the place down. And then and then there'll be a second party from 2 to 4. So we don't have to worry about a jammed building with COVID and all that.
And you have till February 19th to get those registrations in as well.
Yesterday's count, we were at 62 brides or something.
Wow.
And we're going to have 25 of the area's premier vendors there as well. Hope to see you Sunday. WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
All right, our parting shot is going to be from a comedian who's married and would rather be single.
Hmm.
This could help you out here today, Karina.
I think so. Let's shed some light on the good ways that you're single.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Wrapping up the show on Single Awareness Day, trying to make Karina feel a little bit better. There are single people out there that have never been married.
Yes.
Right now, there are moms listening to the show that are saying,
I would give anything
to be single. Our parting shot today is from Ali Wong.
Only other married people with kids can empathize with the deep envy I feel towards you single people, okay? You don't know how free you are. You can eat an edible at 2 p.m., go to the aquarium and watch the jellyfish go back and forth. You don't gotta bring a giant bag with little Ziploc baggies of goldfish and toy cell phones. You can just go. with what's in your pockets. You single people, you don't know what it's like to eat a cold quesadilla that your toddler threw on the floor. You single people, if you're romantically involved with somebody and then all of a sudden that somebody reveals a personality trait that you don't like, you could just leave.
Feel better
because
already.
You didn't make a promise in front of your grandma, co-workers, and ask your friends to buy you an Instant Pot. You don't have to be nice to your mother because you need her for babysitting.
Do you feel better? Do you feel better now?
Mm-hmm. I do. I feel so much better.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.